For a special broadcast and a report from Mr. B.H. Silin, we take you now to Manila in the Philippine Islands.
Hello, NBC.
This is Bert Salling, your correspondent in the Philippines, speaking to you from the studios of KZRH in Manila. In our broadcast last February concerning the Far Eastern situation, I said that here in the Philippines, absolutely nothing had been done to prepare these islands against an emergency. Since then, during these last few months, almost a miracle has been wrought here. Today, we have our Civilian Emergency Administration, our American and Philippine Red Cross evacuation committees, our volunteer home guard in every community throughout the archipelago. In fact, we have or are about to have everything that goes with a thorough civilian defense plan. More important still, the Philippines now have American armed forces, American planes, and American guns. How many, of course, we are not at liberty to say. The important fact is that the Philippines are being taken care of as only Uncle Sam can do when once he sets out to do it. You know, fellow Americans in the United States, I wish you could experience how it feels to be an American in the Far East today. It wasn't so very long ago that many of us felt we were being let down by our homeland. There was a time out here, again not so long ago, that nationals of other countries looked with a certain amount of scorn on us Americans. And I don't mean only unfriendly nationals either. But today it's a different story. Today we Americans in the Philippines, in China, or wherever we may be, swing along with our shoulders back, American flags in our buttonholes, whistling, God bless America. And why shouldn't we? There is peace in the South Pacific today for only one reason. Peace because the United States has taken a firm stand here, has refused appeasement, and has shown by actions that speak a million times louder than words that she will take whatever steps are necessary to at least maintain the status quo in the Far East. Now, don't think for one moment that all these preparations are for inevitable war in the Orient. Quite to the contrary, they are preparations for peace, permanent peace. It is the only way peace can be maintained, nor does it preclude the possibility of a readjustment in the Far East. I mean readjustment, not appeasement. Appeasement carries with it a certain connotation of fear. America has deleted that word from her 1941 vocabulary. But a readjustment without fear can be accomplished, and not, as some would think, at the expense of China. We here in the Orient know that Japan does not want to fight the United States any more than the United States wants to fight Japan. In fact, a whole lot less. Only yesterday, I spoke with some influential Japanese here in Manila, and they were most frank in discussing the situation, not with their tongues in their cheeks, as they were wont to do in the past, but sincerely, and without exception, they were of the opinion that it would never come to war between Japan and the United States. They said a vast majority of the Japanese people are sick of the war they now have, and will do most anything to keep from getting into another. Japanese nationals here are doing everything they can to create a feeling of goodwill in the Philippines. In the recent fire that destroyed one of Manila's largest tenement districts, the Japanese Chamber of Commerce was the largest single contributor to a fund to help the homeless in that area. The Japanese Council attended our Memorial Day celebration on May the 30th and took part in the ceremonies at the Soldier Cemetery. Significantly, the Chinese consul was there, too. And equally significant, the German and Italian consuls were conspicuous by their absence. Japanese manufacturers in the Philippines are proud of their large payrolls of Filipino laborers and advertise the fact in sponsored programs over the radio stations here. Who can say that their actions are not directed from their homeland in the hope that some way will be found to bring about the readjustment that they, too, believe is possible? Naturally, we must keep up our vigilance. We must continue to build our defenses. And unless a lot of us are sadly mistaken, by so doing, keep peace in this part of the world. On June the 22nd, my wife and three daughters will sail from San Francisco to return to our home here in Manila. That's how I feel about the Far Eastern situation. This is Bert Seilin speaking from Manila, now returning you to San Francisco.
You've been listening to a report from Mr. B.H. Seilin in Manila. The broadcast was heard in the United States through facilities of RCA Communications. This is the National Broadcasting Company.